We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready for above average temperatures this weekend. Get the updated forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories: a possible major development in the investigation of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets. KRLD's LP Phillips has new and concerning information.
And according to a letter provided to KRLD News, the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration is now demanding to know why Boeing may have withheld vital text messages in the investigation into two crashes. The letter from Steve Dixon of the FAA demands an immediate explanation from Dennis Muhlenberg, the president and chief officer of Boeing. The messages, according to reports, have to do with concerns over the MCAS flight correction system suspected in two crashes, and the texts date back to 2016. This comes as Southwest Airlines has grounded its fleet of planes and won't be back until the air in February. Southwest has 34 737 MAX jets. American's fleet also grounded. American has 24 jets.
The game will go on despite a tragedy. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports Arlington Bowie's football game will be played as scheduled.
The game will be played one day after 17-year-old defensive end Anthony Strather was shot and killed about a block from the school. Anita Foster with Arlington ISD says the team decided this morning to take the field in Fort Worth against Trimble Tech and play the game in Strather's memory.
We had a lot of discussions with the team, our athletics director and the coaches, with those students, and really leaned on them to determine if they were up for playing the game tonight against Trimble Tech. And the Bowie Vols stood tall and said, yes, we are going to take the field.
Grief counselors are on the Bowie campus today, and security is beefed up on campus and in the immediate surrounding area. The shooter, meanwhile, is still on the loose. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fallen Grand Prairie Police Officer A.J. Castaneda will be honored at tonight's Arlington High Arlington Martin football game at UTA. Castaneda died after he was hit by a car while on patrol in June. Martin head coach Bob Wager coached Castaneda when he was an assistant at Arlington Sam Houston.
You know, I'm going to think about his 11-year-old son. I'm going to think about his mom and his dad. And thankful that we're going to be able to bring our community together. You know, certainly this is about A.J. Castaneda, but in the day and age that we live in, I'm awful proud that we're going to have an opportunity to honor our police force and hope that maybe we can come together and heal a little bit.
The Martin players will carry Officer Castaneda's name on the backs of their jerseys tonight. All are welcome tomorrow for the funeral for the Fort Worth woman killed by a police officer last weekend. KRLD's Susan Darwin has more.
A Tatiana Jefferson will be laid to rest following tomorrow's funeral at the Potter House of Dallas. Pastor T.D. Jakes will deliver the eulogy. Jefferson was shot and killed in her own home last Saturday by Fort Worth cop Aaron Dean, who has since quit the force. He's been arrested and charged with Jefferson's murder. He is currently free after posting bail. Jefferson's family is demanding justice and is calling for a federal investigation. Her funeral is set for 2 tomorrow afternoon. Tonight, there will be a private wake for Jefferson at the Potter House. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two people were struck and killed last night while trying to cross I-35E in Dallas near the American Airlines Center. One was a 52-year-old woman who was killed just before 10 near Continental. The other was a 52-year-old man who was killed less than a mile away about 2 hours later. Dallas County Sheriff's Detective Raul Reyna doesn't know why the two tried to cross the freeway.
Just what the drivers of the vehicles actually tell us and witness information of people who saw what happened, but we don't know what the motive was for them crossing the freeway yet. That's something that's still under investigation.
The names have not been released. Reyna says they worked a third fatal accident on the Walton Walker Freeway when a speeding motorcycle crashed. More than 120,000 people will head to Alliance Airport in Fort Worth this weekend for the big air show. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more from the airport.
Some people showed up this morning to take pictures of performers while they practiced.
I enjoy aviation. Speaking of...
One man came from Denton. He says he's glad schools bring kids here on field trip to learn about the history of aviation.
It's from World War I, World War II to modern age. That's everything.
Another man brought his family from Arkansas.
I've been doing this for years at all different shows throughout the country, so... I'm glad my wife and my cousin got to experience it, too.
This year's schedule has changed. The F-16 Viper, F-22 Raptor, and Blue Angels are performing earlier on Saturday and Sunday than they have in the past. At Alliance Airport, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This is also the last weekend of the state fair, and if you're planning to head out, KRLD's John Little reports there is an attraction you do not want to miss.
Nintendo has a pop-up at the state fair, and they're bringing lots of fun and games. You can play tons of classic Nintendo games like Mario Kart. They're going to have Super Smash Brothers as well, and some new surprises, too. They're going to have Nintendo giveaways and backdrops, of course, to pose with for your Instagram photos. It's the perfect place to go. Now, the Nintendo pop-up is free with fair admission. It's located closest to gate number 11. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's a big one Sunday night at AT&T Stadium. Cowboys and Eagles with first place on the line. Dallas is a slight favorite. Kickoff at 7:20 Sunday evening on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.